Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Felt compelled today to, this is kind of strange too, but I'm just going to say it. Someone out there has lost a pet, lost like to death, and I just want to let you know that it is normal to grieve a companion like that, and it's okay to be sad. And so I think everyone who's ever had a pet has walked through that, and so I just want to let you know you are seen, and it is okay to grieve. All right, we are in Psalm 94 in the Christian Standard Bible, the CSB. This is what it says. Lord, God of vengeance, shine. Rise up, judge of the earth, repay the proud what they deserve. Lord, how long will the wicked celebrate? They pour out arrogant words, all the evildoers boast. Lord, they crush your people, they oppress your heritage. They kill the widow and the resident alien and murder the fatherless. They say, the Lord doesn't see it. The God of Jacob doesn't pay attention. Pay attention, you stupid people. Fools, when will you be wise? Can the one who shaped the ear not hear? The one who formed the eye not see? The one who instructs nations? The one who teaches mankind knowledge? Does he not discipline? The Lord knows the thoughts of mankind. They are futile. Lord, how happy is anyone you discipline and teach from your law to give him relief from troubled times until a pit is dug for the wicked. The Lord will not leave his people or abandon his heritage, for the administration of justice will again be righteous, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who stands up for me against the wicked? Who takes a stand for me against evildoers? If the Lord had not been my helper, I would soon rest in the silence of death. If I say, my foot is slipping, your faithful love will support me, Lord. When I am filled with cares, your comfort brings me joy. Can a corrupt throne be your ally, a throne that makes evil laws? They band together against the life of the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord is my refuge. My God is the rock of my protection. He will pay them back for their sins and destroy them for their evil. The Lord our God will destroy them. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this is another one of my favorite passages in Psalms. And this particular part, if I say my foot is slipping, this is something I memorized in college. Your faithful love will support me when I'm filled with cares. Your comfort brings me joy. Another translation says your consolation delights me. And so, Lord, I do pray for that consolation. We are a people filled with many cares, and we are walking on a long, long trail up a treacherous path, and sometimes our foot slips, Lord. But your faithful love, according to this psalm, you will support us with your faithful love. And so we rest in that today. Lord, I pray for the person who is overwhelmed with money stress, and I pray for provision. I pray that you would shine light on a new pathway forward toward emancipation from the debt that they are carrying, and it feels so heavy and it weighs so much on them. Lord, I also pray for those who have been oppressed by others financially. There have been predatory people out there, con men and things, and con women, who have preyed upon others and taken advantage of them. And Lord, I pray, according to this psalm, that they would be found out and those schemes would be exposed, and that that they would be taken to court for what they have done. Lord, you are a God of justice, and you see it when people are being taken advantage of. You see it when people are being hurt and harmed. Lord, you see it when the widow is taken advantage of. So Lord, those people who crush and who oppress, please take note of them, Lord. Please show us that you are a God of righteousness, and you will take care. And you notice also, not only those who are harming others, but you take notice of those who are righteous. I'm reminded of the verse that you search to and fro throughout the earth so that you may strongly support those whose hearts are completely yours. And so, Lord, that's our prayer today. We want our hearts to be completely yours. As you're searching throughout the earth, I want your eyes to land upon us, and that you would be able to say, that person is faithful. And Lord, we can't be faithful without your Spirit within us. So thank you so much for giving us the gift of your Spirit. Help us to listen to the Spirit, not to quench the Spirit, to hear the Spirit, obey the Spirit, all of those things, Lord, because that's our desire. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today is brought to you by Lynita Smith and her book, Curtain Call. And this is a memoir, and you can find out more about the book at curtaincallmemoir.com. And she came to a place, Lynita did, where she was feeling like she was at the end of herself, and she did not want to be on the earth anymore. And I remember a time in my own life, particularly in seventh and eighth grade, where my mind was consumed with ending myself because I was so traumatized and so broken. But God asked her a question. He asked her, "Will you trust me with your story?" And that was the impetus for her to write this memoir called Curtain Call. And she basically is kind of the walking out of stepping out of her stage perfect Christian life, you know, that one that we put on display for everybody else, and into the journey toward healing and finally seeing God as a good, loving God. And so if you're struggling with some of those things, you can go to curtaincallmemoir.com. There's a chapter there that you can read. And then wherever books are sold, you can pick up that book. So thank you, Lynita Smith, so much for writing this book and for sponsoring Pray Every Day.